Good morning. 7:45 a.m. Saturday, October the 5th, 2019. Guys doing roofing here on this building on the corner. It must have started yesterday afternoon sometime because they've got all the old stuff stripped off. Actually, they're still stripping off old stuff. They're already laying down the new shingles. That's an organized crew, by God. It's an office building, so I suspect that one of the problems is that they try to get it done over the weekend so it doesn't interfere with the doctors and dentists that are trying to have patients inside. So this morning I'm kind of bummed. One of the groups is talking about, okay, we're down to the last quarter. How are you doing for 2019? And I thought I was doing okay. With the release in the, you know, last winter, and turns out it wasn't this year. I got paid for it this year, which is good. But Cape Grace has chewed up 9 months. That's disheartening. And part of it is, a big part of it, has been just trying to overcome the inertia. I'll work on it for a few weeks and put it down for a month or two. And work on it for a few weeks and put it down. We had a big push to get through, to get a version I could send out to betas. And the beta feedback, while good, was really underscored some of the problems that I was having to begin with. And showed me that I really do need to deal with some of them. A few of them I need to just say, no. But there are a few that... The big one is that the current Cape Grace doesn't really match up too well with Half Share. And the story that Sarah told. It isn't really supported that well by Cape Grace, and I need to fix that. And my productivity for this year has just been terrible. The year that wasn't. I could blame all kinds of factors that fed into it, but the reality is I just haven't been very disciplined about doing the work. Somebody, and I forget who, I apologize, I'm terrible with trying to maintain that level of detail. But somebody, about, I don't know how long ago now, it could have been 2 weeks ago, it could have been 3 months ago, I don't know. But I was whining about Cape Grace, and somebody took me to task on it and just said, quit your belly, I can get it done. Thank you for that. That's actually the kick in the pants that I needed. And it was good for a while, but it sort of faded away. I don't need another kick in the pants. I've had a kick in the pants and a knock in the head. Punch in the gut. think I could get this done in the next 20,000 words. But getting the 20,000 words worked into the story without destroying what's theirs is the challenge. And I've added one chapter. I'm going to add one more. Two more, three more. The book's at almost 90,000 words. I think it's like 86,000 and change or 87,000 and change. I looked now, of course, I can't remember because I can't remember anything more than 20 seconds. I keep thinking, well, I need a better planner. I need to follow the goddamn plan. People talking about the new Amazon rules on pre-orders. You can put a pre-order up to a year in advance. And the problem is, there's a couple of problems. First is I don't really like what pre-orders do to visibility in terms of how the sales hit the sales rank when you put up a pre-order. But the other is, I don't know when the book is going to be available until it's done. And when it's done, I just publish it. So it doesn't really fit with the way I work. So I know a lot of people would really like to have pre-orders so that they don't have to look for it. The other side of that is that it's like, you don't really have to look for it. It's when you're ready for it, and your chances are really good that somebody's going to have told you that it's up and ready. So I don't know. Pre-order is one of those things that just, I don't. I understand why people want them. I understand why authors use them. I don't see a good reason for me to risk being put in Amazon jail for missing a deadline when I'm terrible at meeting them. I wave at them as I go by, but I don't. My historical record with deadlines has not been particularly good in terms of my ability to set a date and meet it. A couple times a year, generally I can do it. So NaNoWriMo, the 25,000, the novel Rama. And I've got a lot of support, a lot of people to interact with and play with while we're chasing word counts. And in drafting, it's pretty easy. What's making Cape Grace particularly difficult is that I've got a book, I've got a story, I know the ending. The middle is, let's just say, if I was in math class, I would be marked down for not showing my work. So I need to go figure out how to make this happen. Because I need to get this thing off my desk. I still have room to put out a second book this year. I probably don't have room to put out a third. I was hoping for four, and I'd fail back to three, and then realized last night that I'm going to probably fail back to two. But I got to get this book off my desk. I've got to get it over to the editor. I've got to get it back from her and get it published. I don't think I could do it before the end of October. I don't think I could give her enough time. Today's the 5th. In theory, it could happen, because she's usually pretty fast. But it means that I've got to put these next 20,000 words or so into it, like PDQ, pretty damn quick. And I just feel tired. Some of it might be the flu shot. I had a flu shot yesterday. The super flu shot, because I'm old. Part of it might be that. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. That feels good. It's 48 and breezy here this morning. The wind chill has it down in 30, so I dressed up a little bit more today. I wear my super fuzzy hoodie and a windbreaker. Not just dragging ass this morning. Let's just call it what it is. It's like it's just barely moving. This is a pretty morning. I haven't seen too many people out this morning. I'm early enough that the sun was only barely up when I got out here this morning. And it is chilly. It was chilly. Chillier than it is right now. The wind overnight, and there was a pretty good wind overnight. It's not what we got now. Is just sort of the last few hours of it, I think. You might be able to hear it rustling leaves here. There's a pretty good wind overnight, which ironically helps to keep the ambient temperature up, even while it makes the effective temperature go down. Wind chill drives down the feel of the weather, but keeps the ambient temperature actually from dropping too far. So it didn't get down to 40, it got down to 50. They're talking snow for Wednesday. Yeah, snow, 1 to 3 inches. I'll have to break out the parka for that one. Assuming it doesn't get too icy. If it gets icy, I'm staying inside. Mess around. So I did one sprint before I came out, and finished off the chapter that I was working on, and then got sidetracked trying to figure out where the next pieces have to go. I've built a list. I need to go back in and make sure that I know I have not marked all of the places, because there were things on the list that I had forgotten were supposed to be on the list. I have pulled them out of my bullet journal and put a Word document up so that I could keep an eye on the pieces that I need to add. What I really want to do is go home and get a fresh cup of coffee and curl up with the wandering engineer and lose myself in that world. I'm in book three. He's gotten better, still not there yet. But every book is a little bit more polished. It's got a little bit less technical stuff wrong with it. You still don't understand how dialogue works. Or if he does, it's not being translated into the ebook format, which is possible. I need to get my discipline back. Work ethic has just gone in the dumper. Back to my meditation. I said that before. I'll probably say it again. I did run the walking meditation this morning, but one of the problems with it is that it's too easy for me to let my brain wander and then lose track of the fact that I'm supposed to be in the moment. I'm supposed to be smelling the air and listening for the sounds and feeling how the air feels on my skin, or how my clothes rub, or whatever. Not just looking at things, but that taking in, absorbing scenery, absorbing the experience of moving. Noting the fact that I've got a knot behind my left shoulder blade that twinges with every step, but not letting that pain really interfere with the experience of the walk, because it'll change. And when I get home, work the knot out a little bit, it'll be fine. It's not very comfortable right now, but it will change. It will release. It will go away eventually. And I don't really need to spend a lot of time worrying about it or thinking about it or giving it extra power by giving it my attention. Just note that it's there and move on. And I've been kind of bad at that. I need to get that back. I need to work on sitting in silence. I need to recenter. It's the ADHD problem. You have to do it every so often. And typically, I don't notice until it becomes critical, and then it's like, oh my god, I don't have time to sit and do this. But the reality is, I don't have time not to. So, anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.